So I want you to indulge this old man a bit. I'm going to begin with some words, and if you recognize these words, I want you to join me in saying those words. Are you ready? Okay. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. But there are just a few of those words I want to focus on. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb. And why do you think I'm asking you to join with this? Because we are actually joining with Elizabeth when Elizabeth greeted Mary. Because in her greeting, Elizabeth said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And here in this prayer, we're saying, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. After this our exile. So we're living after the exile, in a sense. And we're living before the end of the exile. So we're in that in-between stage. But because of our hope, because we're people of hope, we can say we're exiles no more. We're outcasts no more. We're marginalized no more. And all of this because the blessed fruit of the womb of Mary has been revealed. We have seen him. We have seen him. And those of you who have had the opportunity, well, I wouldn't say the glad opportunity, but the opportunity of knowing me, will know that there are certain things that I consider to be very, very important. And one of them, from a liturgical standpoint, are the words, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. That is the blessed fruit of the womb of Mary. That is Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And because of that, we're no longer exiles. So yes, blessed is the fruit of that womb. It is that Jesus that we long to see. It is that Jesus for whom we prepare during the season of Advent. It is that Jesus that we want to see in our celebration at Christmas. But it also is that Jesus that we want to see at the end of time. And this is why I say we live after the exile and we're living before the end of the exile. So this in-between place where we find ourselves, we celebrate year by year during Advent and Christmas. So then, if we see the fruit of Mary's womb. How will you then feel having seen that fruit? How will you feel? Will you go away the same way as you came in? Because one of the things about Christmas, it's about seeing something. And I have said to people over and over again that what we want people to see is Jesus. Those of you who may be on our mailing list, if you have received a Christmas card from Mary, Queen of the Universe, do you realize what is the center of that card? It is Jesus. We show the child Jesus. And when you come to Mass at midnight, the Mass during the night on Christmas Eve, what you'll see here is Jesus. That you can focus on him in the manger scene, focus on him at the altar, focus on him on the cross, and then, of course, you can focus on him in the tabernacle. That is salvation. That is saying to us that this fruit of the womb of Mary is the one who has set us free. And because of him, we are no longer on the margins. We are no longer exiles. But we are brought together in him. And God chose Mary as the vessel through whom he would make that revelation to the world. So she was blessed. Blessed to be the bearer of the Son of God. Blessed to have this holy child in her womb. Blessed to give birth to this child. And to give that child to us as our first and only important Christmas gift. Because once we have this, we need nothing more. We have Jesus, and he is enough. So as we prepare then to celebrate his birth at Christmas, I ask you to prepare for this in a special way. Prepare that you may be able to see. To see. And having seen, to receive. And having received Jesus, to keep him always in your heart, so that he becomes the one with whom we journey day by day. Because with him, as I said, we'll need nothing more. We have it all. This is what Elizabeth felt when Mary came. So she could say, the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. So we can leave here then, asking the question, why is it that the mother of our Lord should come to us? Why is it? And Mary would say, for one reason only, to show you the fruit of my womb. That's the reason. And therefore, every time we think of Mary, Mary has one job and one job only, which she does exceedingly well. It is to show us Jesus. She is always pointing to Jesus. And this shrine is Mary revealing Jesus to us. So I hope you don't miss it. I hope you don't miss the reason why the mother of our Lord should come to you. And when you see him, receive him. And when you receive him, take him with you wherever you go. And then you become like Mary. You will be revealing the fruit of Mary's womb to all those with whom you come in contact. And this is salvation for all people.